Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to be featuring music from one of the greatest alto sax players to ever play jazz and improvise music, Mr. Phil Woods. We're going to be spending 2 hours listening to his music this afternoon, so you won't be hearing much from me. We'll be playing a lot of his music from the 50s on. A great musician and a talented artist, Mr. Phil Woods. And we're going to start off this afternoon with a track from a beautiful album that he recorded for the Concord Jazz label called Flowers for Hodges. And it's a tribute to the late, great alto sax player Johnny Hodges. And this is a song written by Billy Strayhorn entitled Lotus. So join me for 2 hours of some great Phil Woods. music from Phil Woods, and a fine example of Phil's very energetic playing. That was taken from a Concord release called All Birds Children. Featured Hal Crick on trombone, Hal Galper on piano, Steve Gilmore on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. And Bill Goodwin and Steve Gilmore have been the foundation for the Phil Woods Quintet and Quartet from the mid-1970s. A beautiful, beautiful group that was just re-released some very, very interesting material on the Mosaic label, and I'll have some information a little later on in the show on how you can purchase this box set. It's an actual 5-CD box set of some great material featuring Phil Woods and company, and I'll be playing that a little later on. We started off with a beautiful piano solo there from Jim McNeely from an album that Phil Woods did with Jim McNeely entitled Flowers for Hodges, and we heard the Billy Strayhorn composition Lotus. Right now we're going to go back to the late 50s, and this is a beautiful period for Phil Woods because he did some amazing music with Gene Quill, another great alto sax player, very unheard of, but I'm not sure when he passed away. I don't have my notes here with me, but I don't think he's with us anymore, but I thought that we'd place a selection from this album called Phil and Quill, an album that they released for the Prestige label, and it featured George Siren on piano and Teddy Kotick on bass, and rounding out the group on drums, we've got Nick Stabiles. Thought we'd listen to a track called Crème de Funk. This is music from Phil Woods and Gene Quill. Thank you. more music from Phil Woods from an album that he released in 1991 called The Phil Woods, The Little Big Band, Real Life, and we heard a song called How's Your Mama. Right now we're going to go to a beautiful box set that was just released from the good folks at Mosaic Records, and it's called The Phil Woods Quartet Quintet 20th Anniversary Set. And we're going to listen to a track from December 29th, 1984. This is a beautiful reading of Harold Arlen and E.Y. Harburg's composition Over the Rainbow. And it features on trumpet and flugelhorn Tom Harrell, Hal Galper on piano, Steve Gilmore on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. And on this particular number, we have Phil Woods on alto sax. And the reason I'm saying that is because aside from playing alto sax, Phil Woods is also very proficient on bass clarinet and clarinet as well. And we're going to hear a little bit of that later on in the show. But right now, let's go to December 29th, 1984, and the Phil Woods Quintet with Over the Rainbow.
Thank you.
From October 7th, 1982, a beautiful recording at the Village Vanguard in New York City. And that was a lovely reading of Bill Evans' composition Very Early, featuring Hal Galper on piano, Steve Gilmore on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums, and of course Phil Woods on alto sax. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank Phil Woods for helping me out with the show, helping me put it together, as well as his lovely wife, Jill Goodwin. She also helped me out, and also Michael Cascuna from Mosaic Records also gave me a hand in putting together this show. Well, we're going to continue now with some more music from Phil. And this is a recording also done for the Chesky label. And it's called Here's to My Lady. And this is a CD that he recorded dedicated to his wife, Jill Goodwin. And I thought we'd listen to a track written by Hal Crook entitled Origins. And this features Tommy Flanagan on piano. And we're joined on bass by George Mraz this time out. And Kenny Washington is holding down the drum chair. So here is Phil Woods' quartet with Origins.
Thank you.
Here's Phil Woods from February 8th, 1955, and this is a recording called Bird Calls, Volume 1. Phil Woods with the Hal Overton Quartet. And it features Hal Overton on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulis on drums. This is a fine example of Phil Woods playing, the way he plays with an edge and with a lot of spirit and a lot of verve, and this is really evident here on this classic standard called It's Only a Paper Moon. Thank you. I apologize for the skipping at the end of that record, but that was Phil Woods in a beautiful recording with Red Mitchell on bass and Tommy Flanagan on piano, an album called Three for All, released on the Angel label. And the track that we just listened to was a track written by the late Red Mitchell entitled Talking. And there was another fine example of Phil Woods soaring and beautifully exquisite. I can't think of the superlatives to use on his playing there. Just a lot of feeling. And we're featuring the music of Phil Woods this afternoon here on In Transition. And by the way, we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We're serving the Hull, Ottawa and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. And again, my name is Randy McElligott. Right now we're going to listen to, this is my favorite album of Phil Woods. It's called Phil Woods Live at the Showboat. And I think this was the first time that I ever got a chance to hear Phil Woods. And this remains one of his classic albums. Everything was happening on this album. The sparks were flying. The band was really gelling together and playing off each other very, very well. And I thought we'd listen to a track called Django's Castle. But before that, I just want to mention a little bit about Phil Woods. He was born Philip Wells Woods in Springfield, Massachusetts on November 2nd, 1931. He studied with Harvey LaRose in Springfield, and he also had a few lessons with the great pianist Lenny Tristano in New York City while Phil was still in high school. Phil says that Lenny Tristano taught him that he had a lot to learn, and he sure did. I think a lot of people who break into jazz, it's a lifelong mission that you have to do in order to really explore this incredible music. Later on, he spent a summer at Manhattan School of Music, and after graduation, he spent 4 years at Juilliard. He played with the likes of Charlie Barnett, Claude Thornhill, Buddy Rich, Gene Krupa, Quincy Jones, Benny Goodman, Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, Oliver Nelson, so on and so forth, Jerry Mulligan. He played with quite a number of people. And Phil Woods, apart from being a jazz musician, also did a lot of session work. And those of you who are familiar with the music of Billy Joel will probably remember Phil Woods' beautiful sax solo right in the middle of I Love You Just the Way You Are, a recording off the album The Stranger that Billy Joel recorded in the mid-70s. And I had a chance to see Phil Woods several times at the old Rising Sun in Montreal. And I'm telling you, when I was in university, I used to spend a lot of time at the club listening to him. That was around 78, 79, when he had his band with pianist Mike Melillo. And we're going to hear some Mike Melillo on this recording that's coming up now live at the Showboat. But what a band that Phil Woods has. And we're going to listen to some more of his music a little later on. But right now, here's some more music from Phil Woods from Live at the Showboat and Django's Castle. Thank you. Another fine example of Phil Wood's beautiful ballad playing, and that was a song called Falling in Love All Over Again, taken from his classic recording for Prestige, Woodlore. And that was John Williams on piano. And I believe it's the same John Williams from the Boston Pops. I'll have to check into that. But I know John Williams did play piano before he became a conductor and sort of ventured into the classical realm of music, more or less like Andre Previn did. Teddy Kotick on bass and Nick Stabulis on drums. And again, that was called Falling in Love All Over Again from the album Woodlore. Right now, we're going to listen to a very fine example of Phil Wood's playing on bass clarinet, something you don't hear him play much. And this is from the album Flowers for Hodges with Jim McNeely on piano. This is a song written by Phil Woods, and it's dedicated to the memory of the great alto player with Duke Ellington's band, Johnny Hodges. This song is called Flowers. Thank you. You're listening to the music of Phil Woods here on CHUO FM, and my name is Randy McElligott, host of In Transition. Thank you.
beautiful recording by Phil Woods of Suddenly It's Spring, and featured on this recording called Pairing Off for the Prestige label. We've got Doug Watkins on bass, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Philly Joe Jones on drums, Kenny Dorham and Donald Byrd both handling trumpets, and Gene Quill on alto sax, along with Phil Woods on alto sax. As we feature this afternoon the music of Phil Woods, and I have a funny feeling that this will be part one of a multi-part series on the music of this great alto sax player. Well, we're going to roll along now with more music from Phil Woods' quartet. This one is from May 26, 1979, recorded live in Austin, Texas at the Armadillo World Headquarters, featuring Steve Gilmore on bass, Mike Melillo on piano, and Bill Goodwin on drums. Here is Miles Davis's classic composition, Milestones.
Thank you.
Here's more music from Phil Woods with a blistering version of Sonny Rollins' composition, Aragon.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show this afternoon. That was a beautiful version there of Aragon, composition by Sonny Rollins. Of course, Phil Woods live, that's the best way to hear him, is live. And if you ever have a chance to listen to Phil Woods, do check him out. We're going to conclude this afternoon with music from the Phil Woods Quartet from the 20th anniversary set on Mosaic. And this is their version of Kurt Weill's composition, September Song. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be with you next week as we feature some new releases that have come my way during the past few weeks. Coming up next, we've got musical news from the German community, from Patricia, and she'll be taking you through until 5 p.m. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.